The Thai government's response to flooding could threaten hundreds of kids. The transition into a new Libya begins, and radio is bringing hope to the lost youth of Europe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Government response to flooding in Thailand could mean devastation for Compassion International families. Flooding has already killed over 360 people in Thailand. In the government's attempt to prevent more flood damage, Kathy Redmond says Compassion kids are in danger.
They're trying to open up waterways and that sort of thing to lessen the flooding. But unfortunately, we have a lot of projects that are in the way of that where they would be opening those areas up.
But exactly who would be affected by floodwaters if they were diverted this way?
There would be about eight projects, and our projects have about 250 kids on average.
Water would flood the already affected project areas, but
a lot of the time, the flooding can be the least of our issues. It's what comes after the flooding.
That could include disease, house rebuild, and significant relief work. So far, Compassion doesn't know what the government will choose to do. Pray with them as they seek to be Christ to these kids and government officials. Next, Libya's transitional government asked NATO to remain through the end of 2011. They need to ensure security, critical to the birth of a nation. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains.
The government is starting to take shape as it's going to exist. They can stop focusing on the revolution, and now they can focus on, okay, how are we going to govern? What are the laws going to be?
The interim head of the government formally declared Sharia law.
One of the really key questions as far as Voice of the Martyrs is concerned is what happens if you were a Muslim, but now you're not? According to Sharia law, that makes you an apostate, which means you should be executed.
Experts say Islam's influence in the region will be much stronger now, evidenced by what's also happening in Egypt, Tunisia, and Syria.
If this does become a full-fledged Sharia nation, there will be a lot of impetus for Christians to seek asylum somewhere else. We need to pray for them to have wisdom and courage.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Turkey's eastern city of Van, there are already clear signs that the quake survivors will need more than just physical help to recover. Sat-7 has already been responding through sister ministry Sat-7 Turk. Rex Rogers says,
there's been a couple of live programs that they've been able to directly address the earthquake to lead viewers in terms of prayer and direction for the people in that area. So people are responding and praying for the people who have been affected.
The devastation in Van feels eerily similar to that of the 1999 quake that hit Istanbul. Memories resurfaced with Sunday's disaster, and an outpouring of sympathy has helped overcome some ethnic tensions. Situations like these also spark a search for hope.
We really want to pray that God will open doors for any and all Christian ministries that are working on the ground or through the air, because it's such a strategic and important country, culturally, politically, socially, in every way in the Middle East and on into Europe.
Sat-7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. There's more at our website. Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia just received word that a GFA missionary was attacked on Sunday while walking home from church. The South Asian missionary was walking with his family when several anti-Christian extremists surrounded them, beat the missionary, and then ran off. Pray for the physical healing of this man, but also for the emotional healing of his family who witnessed the attack. Pray that they won't be shaken in their faith and would continue to spread the good news. And the people of Poland traditionally listen to the radio in the office during the day. It averages out to about 4 hours of listening daily. HCJB Global has a radio station in Poland and is taking the opportunity to provide uplifting music and a gospel message. Many callers call in with concerns about loneliness and depression. The DJs are able to reply with the gospel. There are few evangelical believers in Turkey. Pray for HCJB's work there. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating 20 years of ministry. Can you believe it? Help us celebrate. $20 for 20 years and get a Mission Network News 20th anniversary t-shirt. You'll be helping MNN call ordinary Christians to share an extraordinary message. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.